In this bulletin, U.S. authorities identify the suspect of a California mass shooting. Malcolm Turnbull speaks out for the first time since the leadership spill. And the Matildas coach reflects on the growing support for women's football. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Department of Foreign Affairs is making inquiries to determine whether any Australians were among the 12 people killed in a mass shooting in the United States. California police allege U.S. Marine Corps veteran Ian David Long opened fire on a crowd of young people dancing in the Los Angeles suburb of Thousand Oaks. The gunman is also believed to have killed himself as police arrived at the venue. One of the victims who died has been named as 22-year-old Cody Kaufman. His father, Jason, has spoken of his heartbreak.
I talked to him last night before he headed out the door. First thing I said was, please don't drink and drive. Last thing I said was, son, I love you. That was the last thing I said.
It's the third mass shooting in the United States in under 2 weeks. 6 days ago, two women were killed at a yoga class in Florida, while a gunman shot dead 11 worshippers at a synagogue in Pittsburgh 12 days ago. Federal Labor leader Bill Shorten says the alleged behaviour of former New South Wales Labor leader Luke Foley cannot be tolerated. Mr Foley resigned yesterday after ABC journalist Ashley Raper revealed details of a November 2016 incident in which the state opposition leader allegedly put his hand down her underpants. Mr Foley denies the allegations and has threatened defamation proceedings against Ms Raper. Mrs Shorten says the ABC journalist deserves respect and the privacy she has asked for. New South Wales Deputy Labor Leader Michael Daly has echoed those comments.
We're all thinking of Ashley. She did the right thing. She did a brave thing. And we're thinking of her. She's the most important person at the moment. Politics is at a low ebb. We need to improve things in the New South Wales Parliament. We certainly can't have women being treated the way they are. Can't have anyone being treated the way we saw the bear pit and the Parliament acting in the last couple of weeks. There needs to be a reset button, and I'm calling on Gladys Berejiklian to join me now in saying that we need the Parliament to come to a higher standard.
Mr Daly says he has put himself forward for the party leadership, as will Water spokesman Chris Minns. New South Wales Labor will decide in a vote tomorrow afternoon. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's disappointed with the role a member of her cabinet had in publicising the allegations against Mr Foley. David Elliott, the New South Wales Minister for Counter-Terrorism, first raised the allegations in Parliament. Mr Elliott is coming under criticism for doing so, given Ms Raper says she never wanted to come public at all. Ms Berejiklian says she sympathises with Ms Raper.
The journalist has been dealing with this for nearly 2 years. And I feel incredibly disappointed that she had the control of this issue in the way she wanted to deal with it, taken away from her.
The federal government has announced an extra $4 million to three organisations specialising in migrant settlement services: the Migration Council Australia, Centre for Multicultural Youth and the Settlement Council of Australia will receive additional funding from January next year as part of the Department of Social Services Families and Communities program. The program provides services such as English language lessons, education and training, health and wellbeing support and family and social support. Matildas coach Alan Stujic says he's happy about the influx of public support for women's football in Australia. The Matildas are ranked sixth in the world in women's football, something that's raised the profile of the women's game around the country. Stujic says he's happy for both the team and the sport.
To think where this team's come from 4 or 5 years ago in terms of support and the ability to garner the public attention, you know, to where it is now, it's just almost black and white.
The Matildas play Chile twice over the next week. SBS has live coverage of the first match on Saturday afternoon, with the second match on Tuesday evening, also on SBS. Let's take a look at Saturday's weather now. It'll be mostly sunny in Perth, 28 degrees. In Adelaide, more sun and 25. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 20. Similar conditions for Hobart and 19. In Canberra, mostly sunny and 25. In Wollongong, also sunny and 21. Much the same in Sydney, 23. Partly cloudy in Newcastle and 23. Also partly cloudy in Brisbane and 26. A shower or two in Cairns, 31 degrees. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.